Public Health Ontario has reported 508 new COVID-19 cases in its latest report, November 6. Today's update also includes 370 new recoveries and 3 deaths in the last month. The November 6 update provided by the province's public health agency also reported the following data. Of the new cases reported today, 253 were unvaccinated people, 15 were partially vaccinated, 218 were fully vaccinated, and 22 are listed as vaccination status unknown, missing health card information. 3,530 active cases, up from 3,395 yesterday. 203 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in Ontario, down from 225 yesterday. There are 130 patients in intensive care units because of COVID-19, 19 of those people no longer test positive for COVID-19, and 82 patients on ventilators, 15 of those patients no longer test positive for COVID-19. The province reported 30,145 tests were processed yesterday. Another 14,173 tests are still under investigation and/or being processed. To date, 19 million tests have been completed. Variants of concern. Ontario-wide, 146,511 lab confirmed cases of the UK variant strain of COVID-19, B.1.1.7, alpha variant. 1,503 cases of B.1.351, also known as the South African variant, beta variant. 5,231 cases of P1, which is the variant strain that originated in Brazil, gamma variant. 21,452 cases of B.1.617.2, also known as the delta variant. Another 59,749 cases have screened positive with a mutation detected, but the lineage for the variant strain not yet detected. According to Public Health Ontario, there are delays between specimen collection and the testing required to confirm a variant of concern. As such, the reports can change and can differ from past case counts publicly reported. Vaccines: there were 15,901 doses of vaccines against COVID-19 administered yesterday, down from 16,588 on November 4. 22,585,340 doses of vaccine have been administered. In total, 11,063,495 people have been fully vaccinated. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 602,595 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 589,166 recoveries and 9,896 deaths, 4,022 of those in long-term care homes.